welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. And this is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In the Orthodox Church, the third Sunday after Pascha is dedicated to the myrrh-bearing women who, as Father Thomas Hopko writes, cared for the body of the Savior at his death and who were the first witnesses of his resurrection. The three troparia containing the theme for this day are actually a repeat of the troparia sung at the Matins for Holy Saturday and Nocturnes. This time, however, these troparia contain the extra line, "So proclaim, the Lord is risen, granting the world great mercy," in fulfillment of the resurrection. The troparia text is as follows. The noble Joseph, when he had taken down thy most pure body from the tree, wrapped it in fine linen and anointed it with spices and placed it in a new tomb. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. When thou didst descend to death, O life immortal, thou didst slay hell with the splendor of thy Godhead. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. The angel came to the myrrh-bearing women at the tomb and said, "Myrrh is fitting for the dead, but Christ has shown himself a stranger to corruption. So proclaim, the Lord is risen, granting the world great mercy." We will hear the version sung on Holy Saturday, composed by Gretchen Ninoff and sung by the Russian State Symphonic Capella, Valery Polyansky, conductor.
Thank you.
Let's return to the sacred hymns of Orthodox Pascha and devote the remainder of our program to music sung by the St. Vladimir's Seminary Choir under the direction of David Drillock. We will begin with the hymn of procession, sung as the faithful leave their church in darkness and walk three times around the church to again enter it bathed in the light of the resurrection. We will then continue with the paschal verses proclaiming the resurrection of Christ. Each verse is followed by the troparion of Pascha. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. This will be followed by the great litany, chanted at every service to set the priority of the needs of the church and her faithful. The last series of hymns in this section are the odes, taken from the Paschal Matins canon. Again, the male choir of St. Vladimir's Seminary, David Drillock, director.
Upon those in the tombs bestowing glory. Spirit now ever and unto ages of ages.
Incorporated.
Let's continue to listen to the hymns of the Pascha Matin service as we end today's program. The choir of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminary will sing Odes 7, 8, and 9 from the Paschal Canon, followed by the beautiful hymn of light, the Exapostolarian, In the Flesh Thou Didst Fall Asleep, composed by Glazunov. You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 211. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.